I'm strapped up.
Nothing. What was that about?
Let's make the fight happen. We strapped the fuck up.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 192 of Track Season Podcast. I'm your boy Cam.
I'm your boy Flows.
And before we get into the episode, guys, just a little patience. Head over to our Instagram page, our Twitter page. Instagram is Track Season Podcast. Twitter page is Track Season Pod. We'll hit the link in the bio on both of those pages there. We'll take it to where we're situated streaming-wise. So wherever you fancy, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, I guarantee we're there. So make sure you guys do that for us. Please, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. But yeah, listeners, as you can tell from the beaming smiles on our faces, we're excited for this pod here. We're excited for this episode here for obvious reasons.
Man.
Flows, just before you mad me, you good, yeah?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good as well. I'm looking forward to this one. We're not going to stand on ceremony here, listeners. You know what we've come to do? We've come to talk Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, the fight that went down last night, or the early hours of this morning, should I say. Yeah, man, Flows, boxing is a sport that just keeps on giving. Whether we love it, we hate it. One week we hate it, next week we love it again. It's so unpredictable sometimes. And Flows, yesterday was just crazy. One of the most chaotic nights I've ever seen in my life in a boxing ring, Flows. Crazy, right?
it was the type of fight that matched the build-up. The build-up and the fight. Everything was crazy. Everything was bizarre. Yeah, mad. Yeah.
And you know what, Flows? I wasn't even going to wake up for this. But I said, you know what? Something just told me. He said, you know what? I want to watch this live. I want to see something live.
Yeah.
So obviously I went to bed and then obviously set my alarm for about 4-ish. That's when I've gotten up. And yeah, Flows, no regrets. No regrets whatsoever. Same. I'm so happy I woke up for this and I tuned into this live because we'll get into it, but the fight itself, huh?
Because I thought I set my alarm, but I naturally woke up at like 5:07 on
see?
The dot.
The Lord was telling you to just...
And I was like, and then I just heard the previous fight finished.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I messaged you. I said, I guess I'm up then.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And yeah, man. Thank God I tuned in, man.
For real. Flows. Bruh. What the hell happened last night, man? What the hell happened last night? Remember, we said we both ignored the build-up. Because the build-up was ridiculous. Like, it was just too ridiculous for us. But it is worth mentioning, Flows, how Ryan Garcia has turned up. Remember, I said last week that I won't be surprised. A few things I won't be surprised of this fight happening. Mm. But I questioned whether Ryan Garcia was going to make weight. Based, obviously, on the antics and whatnot. He was there. You're seeing him chug beer in live streams. Well, beer. Apparently, these beers were fake, apparently.
Yeah.
We'll get into Ryan Garcia fooling everyone, by the way. But yeah. In fact, yeah, I'll say it now. Flows, Ryan Garcia fooled everyone. He fooled us all. But for keeping the buck, Flows, he fooled... The thing is, it's something I even said, you know, I don't know if he's trolling or not, but
at
the
moment...
We said it, yeah. We said he could be trolling, but Flows, we also said that, you know what? I think we're going to go with the fact that he isn't trolling because this looks serious. But we did mention that this guy could be trolling. He could be. But he was convincing. Flows, he was convincing.
Yeah. That's why I ignored the build-up as well because I couldn't tell what the hell this dude was saying.
Yeah.
I think I said last episode, I don't know what Ryan Garcia is going to turn up. I don't know if he's pretending. I don't know if he's lost the plot completely. I don't know if he's going to get up and walk out the ring immediately. Like, there's still questions whether this fight's actually going to happen the whole build up, I was clueless. I didn't know what he was doing, whether it was mind games or not. And I'll be honest with you, bro, I still don't know what he was doing. Like, some people saying he was fooling us, like you've said,
was there a method to the madness?
Mm. I don't know. I still don't know because he's still moving nuts now.
Yeah, he is. And
but we've always said he's corny, so it could just be the corniness.
But Flores, this was past his usual corniness. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was.
Because before his corniness, he was still sane. He was moving insane. I'm sorry. He was moving mad. And it's because of that, Flores, last week he said on the pod, in the preview pod, that even though there's a week out to this fight, I will still not be surprised if this fight gets called off somehow or it doesn't go down because of just the way people that's been the way Ryan's moving. Like literally each week flows. I'm not paying attention, but I'm being sent clips and I'm seeing little snippets. And he's like, he's moving madder and madder and madder. That clip where they're sitting down flows, the one you shared with Clarissa Shields, where he's there singing. No. And then Devin looks and says, I don't know if Ryan Garcia's taking this seriously or not.
Ah, yeah, he's so funny.
Floyd, he's there moving absolutely mad. And then look what happens. The weigh-in day, Friday, is reported that he's 3 pounds overweight. I was like...
Before that, before the weight, actually, the pre-fight press conference, they had a bet.
Yes, yes.
500K for every pound he's over.
Pound he's overweight. Because Devin has been calling into question about whether Ryan's going to make weight or not. Because even Devin's noticing that this guy, he doesn't look fully in shape. He doesn't look like he's taking it seriously. I bet he's going to try and come in overweight. And they made that bet, 500K for every pound. So he's going to the weigh-in now. He's 3 pounds overweight. There, for what I could tell, Flows, there was no, you know, there's usually the attempt to try and shed something. Yeah. For what I think 3 pounds probably too much. But from what I understand, Flows, see, I think I've seen boxers do more than 3 pounds before. But my understanding is, Flows, they just took this at cool, whatever. There was no attempt made to try and shed the pounds in a couple, like 2 hours or whatever. Because of that, because of Ryan being overweight for Lewis, that meant that the title was not on the line. Because he didn't be, so even, and I heard that they were scrambling to come to an agreement, like both for sides, for the fight to go ahead. Because fighter being overweight is actually grounds to cancel it, Flows. We know this. We know we've seen many times where fights have been cancelled because the fighter has come overweight. But with a fight of this magnitude, I suppose, and all the money spent on build up and whatnot, I guess it was within their best interest to try and scramble to see if they can come to some form of agreement. My understanding probably would have been, the usual is like, obviously Ryan would have been actually fined officially or lost pay officially because the Devin thing was a side bet. And yeah, that would have been it really. But cool. I hear the fight's still going on. Ryan Garcia says he's coming 3 pounds overweight. Doesn't seem to care. He's there tweeting saying, you know, I tried, like, I'm not going to try and shed 3 pounds. It is what it is. Blah, blah. But yeah, the title's not on the line. But by the usual rules that we understand, Flows, normally, Devin can still lose the title if he loses the fight. That's what normally happens. Even though Ryan can't win the belt, Devin can still lose it if he loses. So yeah, the fight now, obviously, Flows, it goes ahead. I hear it's going ahead. So fair enough. But boy, the way this Ryan guy's moving, I don't know you though. That's where, obviously, we had our little bets, Flows, about potentially this guy getting DQ'd. And we'll dare Adam and say, this guy's going to lose a point for sure. He's going to get deducted a point. He's going to move man in the ring. Mm. As you said, Flows, you said you don't be surprised if this guy, you know, the bell goes and he walks out. Mm. Or he tries to put this guy in the headlock. We weren't sure. But, Flows, what we were sure about at the time was, no matter what, Devin Haney is going to beat this guy. And he could potentially beat him up. Because obviously, I think the back and forth got a bit personal. Didn't Ryan mention Devin's mum or something like that? Talk about Devin's mum.
I think so, yeah. So yeah, that so it, as well,
it,
yeah.
Yeah, it got a bit personal. Bill Haney's there saying, my son's going to beat you up. He's going to break you. But so it's getting a bit personal. And we were adamant that Ryan Garcia was going to take the L here. Like, I didn't foresee any outcome where he was going to win. Obviously, I knew he has a capability to trouble Devin. But just because my respect and how much we weight Devin, right, Flows, would like Devin can navigate the potential danger points and impose his will on Ryan and, possibly beat him up or just outbox him, which he's done plenty of times before. Flows, fight night comes in now. They both come in. The fight starts. Ryan Garcia started like a flash, which is something I think we both expected, Flows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's buzzed and hurt Devin. Like straight away, Flows. First 10 seconds. First 10 seconds, bro. I said, wait, what? And I'm laughing because Ryan's then going crazy. Ryan's hurt him, obviously. Devin's against the corner now. And you can see he's a bit wobbly leg. And Ryan's going nuts. And I'm thinking, boy. I'm not thinking anything. I'm there thinking to myself, okay, look, I actually expected this guy to start fast. He's got quick hands. Sometimes, Flows, sometimes you got to have a round or two, or three, four, just to get used to the speed. Because Ryan Garcia is rapid. And I'm there thinking, Go on.
Well, they faced each other enough times. That's what I thought. Devin should know. And
you should know. You should know.
And but... I said that I trust Devin to be fully prepared. That even if he's moving the crowd, I expect Devin to, like, I'll be very disappointed if he's not prepared. So I was a bit surprised that he got caught so early because we know everyone knows Ryan Garcia. You know him better than we do.
Yeah.
Anyway, he got buzzed for first 10 seconds.
From the jump, folks, I've said it before. Okay, I'm saying it now. I saw Devin Haney come out in the Fear of God drip, and I wasn't happy, to be honest. I'll be so real floss. Look, I don't know why I'm seeing. I don't need to see drip. It looked horrible too. The shoes look crap. I don't need to be seeing drip in the boxing ring. I need my boxers to be, look, and folks, I need my fighters to stick to Everlast and them brands there. Stick to Everlast, please. I'm not trying to see Fear of God and these other nice drip whatever in the ring, please. Anyways, cool. He's got buzz first round flows. And I'm not too worried, even though Ryan's empty in the tank, because I know Devin Savvy. He was buzzed, but he didn't look like he was like, he was holding on, obviously, and just trying to spoil veterans kind of move. But he didn't look like to me like he was in dire straits, if that makes sense, flows. I just said, look, all, I said, all Devin needs to do right now is just compose himself. Ryan's going to come and do the, you know, fast hands and whatnot. All he's got to do is just be composed and he'll be fine, you know. And we can't forget as well, Flows, we've mentioned it many times, right? When it comes to Devin's strengths, his composure is one of his biggest things. Like, he's one of the most composed, from what we've seen before, Flows, one of the most composed and poised boxers who just fights, don't forget, he's 25 years old. Yeah. And he tends to fight a lot more beyond his, like, mature beyond his years in terms of his composure. So I wasn't worried. And funnily enough, then obviously C-Sec, he survives the first round. I was like, fair play, Ryan. Good round for you. Won that round. Second round onwards, though, Flows, Devin sort of, you know, gets his composure back. Legs back. Uh-huh. He's fine behind the jab. Second round was a decent round for him. And then third round was when he really started to, like, you know, I think the second round was a round towards the end. We caught him with Ryan with a big shot. And Ryan stumbled back. And then he started mouthing off and beating his gloves or whatever. But that's when it started. And then third round, Flores, he was fully in control to me. Behind the jab, walking Ryan down, touching him multiple times with the jab, and then also just being a bit aggressive. I think Devin was trying to get his lick back. So he was trying to be super aggressive. Maybe, obviously, you know, we saw against Regis and Loma that Devin's kind of change styles a little bit, and he tries to be a bit, I think, obviously, because of all the pillow fist talk, I think Devin himself tried to be a little more aggressive these days. And he was trying to walk down Ryan, and I froze. I gave Devin about four rounds in a row. So to the point where by the sixth round, start of sixth round, I had it 4-1 Devin. He was in complete control, flows. And Ryan wasn't doing much. Ryan obviously started the aggressor, the fight the aggressor flows, but then he then decided to try and be the counterpuncher, which I've said before can suit him because he's got quick hands, especially that left hook. And when he's on the front foot, even though you might say he's better on the front foot, he can get sloppy, he can get careless, and he can start, you know, running right, left, like against Tank, getting excited, and then boom. So he was, it's like he was trying to bait Devin in, flows, but he wasn't really doing, like, he was just moving side to side. He was doing lateral movement, flows, and Devin was trying to cut the ring off, but he wasn't jabbing behind it. He wasn't letting his hands go or nothing. He wasn't really doing much, flows. And it was like he was trying to bait Devin in. And yeah, Devin wasn't really buying it, to be honest, flows. And so yeah, the crowd started to boo a little bit because Ryan wasn't really engaging too tough. It was Devin trying to engage and whatnot. And to me, Ryan looked a bit tired, flows, in those. That's why I had Devin in cruise control at one point. And I think I made a point of a timeline, flows, that how what you're seeing now, Flores, is I picked up Ryan Garcia's skills many times, right? And I said he does have skills to bring to the table. Size, speed, power. But what sets him apart from his peers is his IQ. And you're seeing how Devin, IQ-wise, is levels above this guy. And I thought to myself, Devin's in control here. He's got to do this for the rest of the fight. And it's a comfy, comfy victory, Flores. Flores, let me hand over to you. What are your thoughts on the first couple rounds? First six rounds, let's say, because it was after the sixth day we got a bit mad.
Like I said, I was surprised that Devin got buzzed so early. And it's Once again, Ryan Garcia's speed, but what he was doing was throwing every time. We're trying to throw every time. Devin threw. So he was really just trying to land the counter. And then, well, first round, unload on him, he unloaded, unloaded. But yeah, Devin settles down. And yeah, like you say, Ryan's just moving left to right for most of the rounds, moving, avoiding, which is not really his style. Just moving, not throwing any jabs. I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, did this guy really prepare? What's he doing? What's he doing? I'm looking at him. At first, I'm thinking, this must be the game plan. And as now I'm sitting here, it was the game plan. It was his game plan. I don't think it was Derrick James's game plan. He had his own game plan for that fight. Right. He had his own game plan. And he's gonna try lure Devin in. And what he was doing after maybe like the middle rounds, from like he would come out and start fast as hell every round. Start fast as hell and then go back to
And these shots weren't really landing, by the way.
Yeah,
They
they
were
weren't.
defended.
You unload for like the first 10 seconds or first 30 seconds.
He was killing me, bro.
Be super aggressive. They go back to, and it's a bit different to what we usually see from lesser conditioned fighters. They usually survive the round. They try to steal it at the end. But his plan was to hurt, because he's already buzzed Devin, was to hurt Devin early. And then, and if it doesn't work, get on his bike and then go get the next round. And he kept doing it. And eventually, we'll get to the round.
And even doing that, Flows, you mentioned Derrick James. I was feeling so sorry for Derrick James in there, because Derrick James was literally telling this guy to, you need to jab, get back on the jab, blah blah, don't do this. Ryan Gosselin won't listen to a word he said.
He wasn't. That's what I caught. Yeah, Mike came in with his own game plan.
The shoulder roll thing, the ugly shoulder roll, which he whipped out in his last fight, Flows, which was disgusting. It got panned
Yeah,
by
back
everyone in
again.
boxing. He was back again. And Derek James is saying, we don't do that over here. And Ryan was like, I'm going to do it. And Ryan kept doing it. So he won't listen to a word Derek James said. I'm there thinking, this is going to be peak, because Ryan's going to lose his fight and not going to kill him. They're going to kill, they've been killing Derek James since the Spence loss. So they're
Yeah.
going to go into Derek James again and say, by the way, who was traded over a year, but his fall
Yep.
from grace has been mad. So I was feeling so sorry for Ryan. But then Flows, that's the first six rounds. Seventh round now, Flows. It all one punch changed the entire trajectory of the fight, Flows. It all went nuts. First of all, that is one of the most chaotic rounds I've ever seen in my life, Flows. I couldn't believe it. I was the range of emotions, Flows. I went from shock to elation to just laughing to just bro, crazy. Ryan Garcia, the same left hook, as you said, Flows, that Devin Haney apparently trained for, and they didn't even not even trained for. He's known about this. They fought
Yep.
what? How many times did they fight in the amateurs?
Six times.
Six times. It was 3-3 between them and the
Yeah.
amateurs. This left hook, like I said, these men know each other. They damn near grew up together in the amateur ranks, right? So this shot is something that the world knows is his best shot. That fast left hook, which is powerful, it's mean, it's spiteful, Flows. Devin Haney's got caught with it, Flows. Flush. And to be honest, Flows, I don't know what Haney was doing, because again, I felt like that punch was avoidable. He's very, he's he knows that punch very, very well. It should almost be automatic to him to block that punch or slip it or get out of the way. Devin Haney decided to take it. Like I said, Flows, I don't know what was going through. I feel like Devin Haney got casual. He's got caught with that punch, Flows, dropped for the first time in his career. And Flows, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, Flows. He gets back up, Flows. That first drop was the one where he's almost having to go on all fours to get back up, right? Was it that one? Flows,
It
when I saw him on all fours, I said, oh my gosh, he's not making it. He's not getting up. Because he, Flows, he slumbered to get up, Flows. He was
Yeah, he
struggling.
looked bad.
He looked bad. He's gotten up now. Fair play to him. Obviously, Ryan's going crazy on him now. Flows, it's looking
Yeah,
awful. His
his
legs
legs are
look
gone.
shot.
His
Shot.
legs are gone.
He's there trying to hold, trying to make it space. It's funny, that ugly, scrappy sort of
Yeah.
holding. Ryan's an idiot. He's just there bumbling forward, smothering his work, trying to get this guy out there. Devin's there trying to hold it like a drunk man. It looks hilarious.
It's a mess.
They're both dragging each other around the ring. a few more punches have landed, Flows. We've seen Devin Haney go down like two more times within the round.
Yeah, but before that...
Oh, was it... No, okay, no. Before that was a deduction, right?
The deduction was straight away.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And he got up, and then the first engagement, Flurry, the ref breaks it up. It's, they go over to the corner. I think Devin's holding on. And,
yeah. And the ref trying to get them to break.
The ref tries to get to the break. Devin's still throwing. No, Devin. Ryan's still throwing.
Yeah.
After the ref tells him to break. And then the ref immediately ducks a break.
Immediately. Took Ryan to the side. 1 point deducted. This is where I got the elation because we had the money on that. So I was like, yeah.
I was just confused. I even missed it. I was like, what even happened?
Yeah.
Because Haney initiated the clinch. So I thought, because he'd already warned Ryan for holding for too long. Yes. Except getting him in headlocks.
He'd warned both of them, to be fair, up to that point. Like, they were both,
Yeah, he warned Ryan first, then Devin.
Yeah.
So after the clinching, the messy clinching and whatnot, I thought, what's going on here? And then I see the ducks point off Ryan. I'm like...
Flows, Ryan is even... Okay, I feel like it could have been a warning from Harvey Doc, but at the same time, Ryan's an idiot. Like, what's he thinking? Right? So he's actually so stupid.
He wasn't listening.
Like, he just... I've never seen that before happen before. I can't lie. Like, man was just there throwing, bro. He wouldn't even listen. He just saw red. He just started throwing. Cool. Point deducted now. Devin's legs still ain't back, by the way. So Ryan's then gone to finish the job. So it's I can't lie. That seventh round, Flows, Devin Haney was super, super lucky for that fight not to be stopped there. In fact, it probably should have been. Because he's gone down a couple more times. And some of these are legit, in my opinion. But Harvey Doc is worried it slip every time. I'm there saying, that's a punch, bro. That's a knockdown. It got to the point where it right flows that they was time. Streets were saying that Bill Haney paid off Harvey Doc because of the fact that he was saving Devin. It looked that bad, didn't it, Flows?
Yeah. It always looked like Haney was being kept up by holding. Yeah. So when he eventually went down, he's probably taken a few steps and then gone down. So Harvey Doc's ruling it a slip, but he's hurt from punches and he's going down. But he's holding on and his legs aren't keeping up. He's holding on that's keeping him up. So he was very fortunate because they could have been raw knockdowns easily. Yep. And that could have been three knockdowns in that round. And
we know how in some fights, Flows, after a couple of knockdowns, no matter how, if it's bad or not, the referee will just stop it because it's like you're getting knocked down from every punch down there. So, Flores, that was one of the most chaotic rounds I've ever seen in my life. Devin Haney, I'm there. Look, at that point, Flores, he survived the round. But I'm saying you've caught life. You have caught life. Because you saw what happened after the first round when you were hurt and you adjusted and you composed yourself and you outboxed this guy. You're that good, you can easily do that again. So, I'm there thinking, Devin, round from hell from you. You caught life. You know, sometimes you get lucky as a champion in this game.
I'm bust with the point deduction. I'm bust.
Yes, I got bust, exactly, because it was a 10-8 round, but then we were 9-8 round because of the point deduction, right, Flores? So it's like, okay, cool. You caught life. Go recuperate in this 30 seconds. 8th round, 9th round, 10th round, do your thing. I have you up anyways, 4-2 at this point. So you can still go on and put on a nice run together and win this fight. And yeah, it's just a bad performance. It will go down as that maybe. That's what I'm expecting to happen, Flores. This guy's come out for the 8th now, Flores. I can see straight away, rah, his legs ain't back. He doesn't look right to me. And I'll be honest, Flores. From the 7th, after that round, Flores, from hell, Flores, it was a bit of a beatdown. I can't lie, Flores. It was peak. Because even the rounds where Haney's trying to get something back, right, get behind the boxing, behind the jab, Flores, Ryan Garcia will land that shot, that left hook, which suddenly it just can't miss. And suddenly, Devin doesn't look right. It's like the confidence is gone. He's not taking the punches well. And Ryan Garcia saw that to the point where he was just spamming the left hook flows and catch him every time. And every time he did that, Devin looked wobbly. His legs didn't look right. The confidence is gone. And then I'm seeing Devin Haney flows do silly things, just fighting stupidly. Bro. A guy that I've praised for his IQ is just doing bozo things, flows, trying to sit in the pocket and train with this guy. Not jabbing, horrible defense, flows. What was it? Describe what he was doing. I know you was getting vexed. I know you was saying, what is this guy doing?
I was disgusted. I was disgusted because Ryan Garcia was, after that round from hell, I think maybe eight was still, he tried to recover a bit. But Ryan Garcia was landing every left hook. Every shot, he was near enough landing. He was landing at will. And this is purely, it's the same punch. And he's just not protected. He's not, the left hook's coming. You're aware of the left hook. And
The
every
phone's
time it
not there.
comes,
The phone's not there. It's just.
his hand's not there. He's getting caught after exchanges, where after clinches, they break and he's getting caught with a punch. He was there. I was looking at him in clinches and he's talking to Ryan. What are you talking about? And when he gets caught, he's smiling. I was like, why are you smiling? You're getting caught here. There's nothing to smile about. So I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. I think he'd been drawn out to a position after getting hurt early where he was fighting more aggressive, less smart. He was his ego. He was fighting on ego, maybe.
Flows. The composure we praise this guy for,
God.
gone. Crazy. Head gone. Kettled. This is one of the most composed fighters out there, Flows. Completely lost it. And Flows, it was apparent to me the way he was fighting and that, and just the way he was, Flows. Like I said, that knockdown in the seventh, he never recovered from it. Completely addled his senses, bro. Completely messed his senses up, Flows. Completely. He was never the same from that knockdown. And from there, Flows, Ryan's just having his way, man. You know, like I said, you get to that point where a fighter you like is just looking sorry for himself. Just looking sad and sorry. Like Spence against Crawford. It's just like, damn, throwing the damn towel. It was looking like that, Flows. Like there were portions where Ryan was just buzzing this guy, hurting this guy. And yeah, so in the 10th round, Flows, he gets him again. 11th round, he gets him again. So officially, this guy's been dropped 3 times. Really and truly, it was about 7 times he got knocked down, to be honest. But four of them got
Was
ruled a
it
slip.
in the 8th round where he then he went down and his legs done the back and then he touched? Look, he was getting buzzed, so he's been buzzed about 9, 10 times.
At this point, the resistance was gone. He was getting buzzed every time he landed that left hook. It was a left hook every single
Was
time.
every single time the left hook, and
Mad.
Ryan was even throwing uppercuts in some of the combinations as well. I was catching
Yeah.
down, but Ryan's talented. He's not whack. He's
We
talented.
said,
He knows how
bro,
to
he's
throw
got
his.
tools.
He puts them together. He's always been able to do that. But I was disgusted in Devin Haney's performance because I'm looking at it, even after he's been hurt a few times, I'm like, Devin, if you do what you're supposed to do, you can still win the rounds. You've got this. If you do
That's
what you're supposed
literally
to do,
close. So after that seventh round from Mel, I said, look, he can still win this calmly. He's up for
but
me, and he's just got to get behind his box and simple. Don't engage with him. That's it.
same way I'm saying, Devin, if you do the right things. Same way I'm looking at Ryan Garcia, it's like everything you're doing is golden there. You could knock him out. Every time you touch him, he's getting buzzed. I'm thinking, Devin, you could go down 2, 3 more times in this fight. Legit, because you're getting caught so often.
Yeah,
Because you're
man.
not doing what you're supposed to do. So
And the thing is, Flores, Ryan Garcia wasn't even that good to me. Like, obviously, he did what he had to do. I'm going to give him props. But, like, it wasn't like a virtuoso performance from him. For the first half of the fight, Flores, apart from that first round, he was on his bike. He didn't throw jabs. Like, Derek James was there getting frustrated with him because he wasn't listening to his instructions. And that's the sad thing. He didn't have to be good because once he hurt this guy, Flores, it was done.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if this guy is still prepared because the performance wasn't great performance. Wasn't
I've seen
fantastic
perform
boxing.
close. He's done better in other fights. We praised him in other fights in this fight. I can't lie. And this is the biggest win of his career.
Just
And,
trying your back shoulder roll, no jab.
bro, when he turned his back and Devin just hit him with like 8 liver shots in a row, and the referee was like, it's clean. Because he kept turning his back to him. So it's like, if you're going to do that, you're going to get punished. So, yeah, man, look. It was mad. And it was sad seeing Devin like this. But listeners, we pride ourselves, right, Flores, on being as non-biased as possible. Yes, we'll have people that we big up more and people that we rate a lot, but at the end of the day, we have to be fair. And this was a stinker from Devin Haney. It was a stinker from him. Simple as.
Huge.
He's my guy. I praise him, and I can also criticize him when he messes up. And I'm sorry, it was a stinker. 12th round now, heading into the 12th, Flores. I've said, look, judges, don't mess up here, because in my eyes, the way I've scored it, Devin Haney needs a knockout to win. If he doesn't get a knockout, it's a wrap. Him winning the 12th round is not enough. He needs to stop this guy. That's why I said
Your
it's
boy
over
had it,
because
your boy had it a draw. No, what's his name? Chris Mannix had it a draw.
Don't worry about Chris Mannix. Don't worry about that guy. Recently, I've been praising Mannix as well, actually, for getting better scorecards. But yeah, it wasn't a draw, from, in my opinion, anyways. I had Ryan comfortably ahead heading into the 12th. I said, Devin Haney needs a knockout. And unfortunately, Devin Haney is not the type of fighter that when you need a knockout, he's probably going to deliver that to you based on the fact that in general, he's not that powerful. Simple as. If it was Tank, I could back it and be like, yeah, Tank will get the knockout. But also, by the way, this is also why I've always maintained Flores.
Yep.
As much as I rate Devin Haney, there's a certain guy. I've had two guys beating him for me personally.
Yeah. We have.
For sure. But one of those guys, Flores, I said it'd be a murder. I've maintained that little boy from Baltimore, that little guy from Baltimore, Flores, is going to do him so dirty. Mm. And it's simple. I'll tell you why, Flores. If Jorge Linares is making you get wobbly-legged, imagine what, if, as you can see, Ryan Garcia is dropping you multiple times. What on earth do you think is going to happen when Tank lands on you flush? And he will. He 100% will. It's peak. Devin Haney might be able to outbox Tank for portions. But once Tank lands, it's a wrap. So that's why I've always said that Tank gives Devin Haney a bad day, as much as I rate Devin. But yeah, Flores, 12th round now. You saw Ryan Garcia in all his glory, Flores, just showboating, trolling. He knew he won. He knew he won. Devin Haney couldn't even muster anything up, Flores. He had nothing left to give. I give him credit for the fact that obviously he got down. He went down so many times and, you know, got back up, showed heart. I really thought he could have been stopped a couple times, Flores. But he toughed it out. Heart of a champion. This is a champion, to be fair. So heart of a champion.
Yeah, go ahead and for that one.
Yeah, 100%. I always will do that. He's a warrior, Devin. He's a serious warrior. Proud guy as well. Afterwards, I knew it was over. It was done. Scorecards. Yeah. Now I'm just saying, scorecards don't mess up, because to me, this is a Ryan Dobb. Clearly, you've said that, you know, they might draw it, and I said, boy, if they do that, I can't lie, it's a robbery. Obviously, we see the scorecards. One is a draw. I'm thinking to myself, come on, boxing. Yeah. You already had controversy on this card already. Come on now.
But when they say that one is a draw, Ryan Garcia is definitely one. There's no way anyone gave it to him.
You're right. It's true. Yeah, Ryan gets the dub, Flows, on an MD win. A career win for him, Flows. Yeah, man. I mean, it's peak, Flows. It is peak, because there's so much we could go into now, but it's very peak. Before we go into, I guess, next and whatnot, Flows, what went wrong for Devin Haney last night? Because this wasn't meant to happen.
I think Ryan Garcia's game plan with the whole preamble nonsense lured Devin Haney into, one, a false sense of security that this guy isn't prepared. He's coming overweight. Mm. He's not taking this fight seriously. It should be easier for me. Two, the added pressure of that, because everyone's looking at you like, you're meant to watch this guy. No excuse. Mm. There's added pressure there.
Look what Tank did to him, kind of thing.
Look at what Tank did to him. You're fighting a guy who's not taking this seriously. There's that added pressure.
Mm.
And then his actual performance that night, Haney seemed careless in portions with his defense.
Casual, I would say.
That he wasn't expect anything. And I think with Ryan Garcia moving and riding around the ring almost, Haney being forced to be the one to apply the pressure or try to apply the pressure while chasing his get back almost to try and buzz him, made him lose the focus and composure that we typically see with him. Ryan's in there talking to him, joining at him, smiling, moving side to side. I don't think he's familiar with that. So maybe he's prepared for a different Ryan Garcia, or I don't know. I don't want to say his preparation, but definitely focus in that ring there. I felt he didn't have the right focus at all, because you should be aware of that left hook. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I agree with that, Flores, but I want to add one more thing as well, because I had the same reasons as you. Definitely feel like he got casual in there. And purely, I feel like even when he was about 4-1 up, after he'd survived the scare of the first round, he's like, yeah, I've got this guy. This is easy work. I've just put four rounds in the bank. Calm. Let's see this out. I also want to add flows that I think Ryan Garcia's size also might have played a part a little bit.
Yeah.
Devin Haney is someone flows throughout his career. He's used to being the bigger man in all his fights, really and truly. I think this is the first fight where he's actually the smaller man. Ryan Garcia is bigger than him. And obviously, Ryan missing weight. They're both rehydrated up to whatever, 160 or whatever. But even in the ring, you can see Ryan Garcia looks bigger than him. Devin Haney looks smaller. And naturally, Devin is probably used to being the bigger man in all his fights until now. So I think that might play a small part as well.
As well, we forgot to mention, we both said it in our chats. Yep, Haney looks good as hell.
Yes.
I was thinking he needs to move up already. The whole fight,
it might be, yeah.
His eyes look sunken, his cheeks.
Yep.
But you just got to this weight class.
It's crazy because we said the same thing when he was making 135. He was looking hella gone. Dave, obviously, we knew he was struggling to make 135.
Yeah.
And we also know that he's going to move up to 147 eventually. Mm. Flo, do you think that might have to be now?
I was looking at him, I said, probably might be time to move up.
Already,
I was looking, but his eyes were sunken, his cheekbones.
It looked bad to me.
Yeah,
I didn't like it. I mean, it's like, I saw this at 135 and I wasn't happy with it. How am I seeing it at 140 already? You've been there for one fight.
Look, he's getting older. He's not as young. He's been boxing for time. So his body's naturally becoming a grown man's body.
Metabolism stronger. Around,
he's walking around weight.
Metabolism slower. Yeah. And he walks around heavy, Devin.
Yeah, he's big. He came to 140 and he's bigger than most of these men already.
Yeah.
He's bigger than most. So I'm thinking, that could have played a factor.
Yeah.
If he's killing himself to make weight, you're obviously not as strong. Obviously, he rehydrates to a healthy weight, but that whole process could be a painful one for him. He looked it.
It's longer. Because 147 has got some real bangers.
Yeah.
If you can't handle the 140 bangers flows, I'd rather not see him move up just yet because, boy. But
Ryan's a 147. Ryan could make 147 as well.
Ryan has come out and said that's he's not fighting. It's 147 now for him because he's claiming he can't go past 143. Ryan.
Yeah.
And again, I believe Ryan's, like I said, even bigger than Devin. So, yes, they both could eventually end up at 147. It's just a bit mad, I thought, on Devin's side that already he looks like he's, making 140 might be a struggle for him, But I wouldn't say he's ready for 147. I'll be so real because he's got 140 demons to exercise in my eyes, Flores.
He does.
That was a washing. It was a stinker performance, Flores. And
yeah.
And what next for him, I guess? It's like, obviously, we want to see him rematch Ryan. I think a lot of people want to see him rematch Ryan. They feel like again, if he had stuck to a game plan, Flores, the game plan which we used to see in the discipline focus that we used to seeing from him, he beats Ryan Garcia flows, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But Ryan will always have that confidence now that, if I land that left hook, I'm going to hurt you. You're going to struggle to take it. And again, I don't even want to call it a chin issue because Regis Prograis is a known banger.
Yeah.
And Devin cooked him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't think Regis couldn't land flush. Maybe that's why. Devin fought that fight in such a way that we just couldn't even land anything. So, but I have no doubt Devin can take a punch. But maybe the mega powerful guys' flows just could be a serious issue for him. And those mega powerful guys are Ryan Garcia, Tank. Matias has stopped most of his opponents. I think he's very powerful. I think that he might be more accumulation though, but. No, I'm going to say him. Teofimo can bang. Where he needs to. Teofimo's got pop. So, boy. He's look, I want him to stick around 140 pounds, Flows. I want him to stick around 140. Exercise. But, Flows, we know the backlash. What did we say? End of last week, Flows, I said, a lot of people want the Henny to lose, Because Bill has been on this tirade, megaphoning right in his mouth. Devin Haney era. Devin Haney era. Don't crown
him. Calling out Tank.
Calling out Floyd Mayweather. Calling out Matias. calling out all these guys and saying that Devin Haney is the real face of boxing. And I was loving it, Flores, because he was Bill Haney was speaking some truth about tanking his camp, how they protect him, all that kind of stuff. I love it. I like it when people rile up Leonard Ellerbe because he annoys me so much. But I was saying, boy, this comes with a lot of... It comes with a target on your back. So you Haneys have to keep winning. Because the moment you lose, you're going to give the battery to these people to start going crazy, Flores. And I said that at the end of last week, not thinking that he would lose. I just said it in jest, like, boy... Yeah. You better not lose, boy, because it's long for you, Bill. It's long for you, Devin. And it's peak for Devin because he doesn't really talk much. It's all coming from Bill. Bill put the heat on him. So, Flores, when they're getting beat up, Flores, when he's getting beat up, I said, gosh, I'm so shy for you, Bill. I'm so shy for you, Bill. I'm so shy for you, Devin, because these are wolves. And Flores, we saw straight away. LB couldn't wait. Tank couldn't wait. You know what? Shakur was even nice. Shakur actually was nice, but Shakur could have gone crazy. Yeah. Richardson Hitchens, you know, all these guys who were Floyd Schofield, they're all saying, they're all cooking this guy. I said, oh, man. I've just seen today, AB's called out Bill.
Yeah, so I saw that as well. Look, I didn't realize, you said it last episode, but I didn't realize how much haters Hades got. He's got bare haters.
It's bear obviously Team Tank's team, and that obviously they hate him. Bear.
Bro, he's got bear haters. I couldn't believe what I've seen. The way fighters coming out laughing, celebrate.
Oh, man.
Running to Ryan Garcia's. Teofimo's tweet killed me.
What did Tio say?
Teofimo made it almost made it a religion thing. He said, yeah, I'm so happy that you believe in God. Make yourself Christ, Jesus King.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, yo, Haney got hate. But look, what I want to say is this. This is beautiful for the sport of boxing. This is taking them back to an old school. Because look, since we started this pod, we've challenged particularly four fighters. The others have joined the mix. Particularly four fighters to be the new four kings.
Yes.
Because the eyes are on them. To all mix it up, to all get in there in the ring multiple times, fight, duke it out. See who rises to the top. You beat me, I beat you. And this has helped keep that alive, I feel. Because Haney's resume, Lomachenko, your boy Cambosis, Regis. He's killed these man.
Resume. Yeah.
He's been setting the example of go abroad, fight people, fight everyone. They were saying Garcia's finished.
Yep.
And now he's gone and done this.
Yep.
So everyone, Floyd set this trend of everyone keeping their own. But if these men stay active, keep busy, and keep fighting each other, it sets up a beautiful landscape.
Pokemon Triangle thing. Yeah, bro, that's all we want, man.
Just look, we said Teofimo's finished after he lost to Cambosis.
Yeah, yeah.
He came back and showed us a masterful performance.
Mm-hmm.
We said Ryan Garcia's finished. He came back and he wants Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Now people are going to say Devin Haney's finished. I'll watch what he does next, because he's already been doing it.
Devin's going to bounce back. I have no doubt about that. I just hope he keeps the hunger. And he has that chip on his shoulder now, like, okay, all you haters, watch.
Exactly.
He's 25 years old, Flores. He's the youngest of the crop, isn't he? So, yeah.
No one's finished. All mixed in, rematched here, there. But
you know what? Even though I'm obviously rooting for Haney and stuff, I'm happy that Ryan won in the sense that, we said, a second loss to one of your peers is disastrous for Ryan. So hopefully this gives him a new lease of life. Not only take the sport seriously, Flores, but to, you know, put himself up there in these big fights, because this is a huge win for him. He was a massive underdog in this fight, Flores.
Yeah.
It was killing me how afterwards you're seeing B-Hop and De La Hoya, who been trying to catch out on him, smiling, hugging him. Flores, I said, the shamelessness of you, man. You've been trying to get rid of him. You've been trying to cash out. In fact, the only reason this fight's happening is because Oscar, you was cashing out on Ryan. They're going to offer him a new contract, I'm sure.
This guy said, I don't know what's happening with him and his team when they asked the question about Ryan.
Brother, you are the team.
And now you're saying haters. Where's my haters now?
He said, where's close? You see the post-fight where Oscar was like, Ryan's now the face of boxing. He needs to set up the tank rematch, blah, 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 but we're not doing it. Oscar's talking smoky, like, yeah, we fight now. It has to be a catch weight of 145. He's now the face of boxing. I'm thinking, wait, what? You were trying to get rid of dude.
Yeah.
B-Hop, look, B-Hop was there right in his mouth of the ring going crazy.
Allahu Akbar. They were like crazy and shameless. But
nah,
look,
man, I'm finished. I'm finished. Boxing's hilarious. Boxing's a crazy sport.
Yeah, look, this is good. This is good for the sport. There's no monopoly now. These guys should all fight each other again, fight each other multiple times. We can see one beat Styles make fights and whatnot because we see Ryan Garcia with Tank. Tank started, Ryan started super fast. It looked like he was giving Tank football. Tank's one of the best counter punches in the game.
We knew what was going to happen.
We told him, look, don't get overexcited against the Tank.
Don't forget as well, at least Haney fought Ryan. Okay, Ryan was overweight, to be fair, so you want to use that as an excuse. But at the end of the day, Flores, there was no bullshit rehydration, whatever, with Tank. We know why Tank's team put that in. And the catch weight in the ring, we know that because it gave Tank all the advantages. Because Tank and his team will set things up in a way that makes it easy for Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that if there was none of that, those rulings, Ryan would have won. No, he would have lost regardless. But we don't want to see these super fights, folks, because they're super fights.
Yeah.
With bullshit, you know, stipulations. I don't want to see that. Because only Tank's team will do that.
Ryan quit that fight, is the truth of the matter. And maybe that's because of an injury and the stipulation beforehand. Because he could have got up, but he didn't want to. he quit. So, and he gives reasons as to the catch weight, rehydration clause, injury. There was none of that this fight, and we saw the outcome. Just make these fights happen. Don't make any excuses. I'm liking what these guys are doing so far. I don't think Tank's going to engage in the same manner they're engaging.
Nope. Just forget. Remember Tank's name.
Yeah, but Teofilo's lost.
Ellaby's there talking, Ryan's obviously. Ellaby's there saying, I promise you he's going to get these guys. Just be patient. We know what that means. He's going to get them when they're on their way out. Or so, you know what I mean? Or there's some,
well, he's
some
the oldest,
dodgy calls. So. But yeah. Anyways, regardless, man. It's annoying. It makes me sick, Forrest. Obviously, the way Ellaby doing laugh at the emojis and stuff, it annoys me because the way Tank's team is run, it just annoys me too much. And Devin, you've given these men a reason to talk now on your name.
Yeah.
And they're gonna talk smoky on your name now. Anyways, look, Devin.
Wait, what is? Half of them were lost already.
Devin, just rest up, recuperate, and get your get back. You can get your get back, come back with a vengeance. Simple. Don't go anywhere. You know, Bill, I don't know if Bill wants to chill and run in his mouth. I hope he still carries on running in his mouth, but this is the consequence, as we know, Flores, in this sport, any sport. You run your mouth, you have to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk. Unfortunately, tonight, they weren't able to do that, is what it is. Mm-hmm. But they can always come back.
You want to see a rematch next? Is that what you want to see? Straight run back.
I'll rather see them do it at 147.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to an immediate rematch, but I feel like they can build it again.
Yeah.
It's 1-0 in the amateurs. No, 1-0 in the pro ranks, 3-3 in the amateurs. I feel like these two are going to meet again at 147. I think they can do it again at 147. I need to see it straight away. I want to see Devin have a comeback fight before he goes straight into another big fight, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
I think a comeback fight would be better for him, if you ask me. Funny enough, you know, the ruling I thought was going to happen was obviously him losing means he loses his belt. That's what normally happens. Mr. Maurizio Solomon's come out and tweeted saying that, you know, Devin still gets to keep the belt. I'm like typical Maurizio, you know, you'll bend the rules for the guys you like. Of course you do that. So yeah, Devin Haney's still champion. He hasn't lost his belt. I know there's a lot of confusion whether he's lost it or not. He's still champion. Maurizio Solomon confirmed that he's keeping his belt. Normally I think they have to, you know, they lose it if they lose, but he's given them the benefit of the doubt for them to keep it. So he's still a champion. But obviously his next performance is Flows. He has to exercise those demons. And then yes, eventually he needs to see Ryan Garcia again. He has to, because I don't think you want to leave it like that. And this don't forget, this could be the next great rivalry at the same time as well. As I said, they had the amateur thing, pro ranks now, it's 1-0 to Ryan, but they, like I said, I do think they'll fight again, and maybe at a different weight class would be better. We'll see what happens. But yeah, Devin, stay at 140 pounds. I still want to see him unify against these other guys if he still has a championship belt. And may, I don't know, maybe this might entice Mr. Davis to fight him too. I don't know, probably not. But yeah, I still want to see him fight these guys regardless before he decides to move up at 140. And Ryan, if it flows, if it's true that he can't make 140 anymore, he's got no choice than to move up to 147, I'll see it. I don't know if you really saw that Conor Benn, Mr. Callout, has already tried to get himself in the mix. I'll see that. I'll see that. Ben kills me, man. More callouts than fights.
Who's he fight? Is he going to fight line up, Ben?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for you, what, do you want to see Ryan move up, or if he claims he can't make it anymore, or do you think that was just more him just doing more? Because he's still moving mad.
I don't have a clue. Yeah. Honestly, I don't have a clue what he's on. He might decide to retire tomorrow. Like, he's worse than Teofimo's mad moves. Maybe he took a leaf out of his book and decided I want to up the ante. So I don't even know. I'd like to see a rematch next. I'd like to fight the other man. I feel he should be champion at this point. But yeah, who knows? So he do whatever he wants. I just want him to keep fighting the best and take it seriously. First of all,
yeah, always. Yeah, that's what it's got to be.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
But he's just like his dad as well. Obviously, I saw the dad little fig Eddie Herb, which was hilarious. But his dad's just like he's just like his dad. It's hilarious. But yeah, look, great fight flows, exciting. Can't deny that. The excitement was there. I don't know how we'll see how it does in terms of the pay-per-view buys and whatnot. But yeah, just a stinker from Devin, man. Like, the dream, it was a nightmare for him. It was a real nightmare, man. The dream turned into a nightmare. It was sad. Sad to see. But Devin will bounce back. Like I said, he's a proud guy. And he's got a lot of skills, man. It's just going forward now, Flows. Fights might see him now, look at him at food. You know, look, if I land flush, I might be able to hurt you and get you out of there. So you have to be wary of that, Flows. I think he has to maybe... this aggressive style, Flows, that he's been coming with recently, he might need to dial it back just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just to get back into that rhythm again, Flows, because, yeah, I feel like if he fought, he's back in, you know, how we used to fight back in the day, Flows, he would have won this fight probably more comfortably. But yeah, it is what it is. I still had a great time, Flows. I don't know about you, but that was, yeah, highly enjoyable. And the reaction afterwards was hilarious, but peak at the same time, but very hilarious. Oh, yeah. You know, I hate when fans do this, Flows. I'm even seeing them quick to call Devin Haney. He was always average. Shut your mouth. you're right, Flows. Real haters. He was always average. He was gifted the win against Lomar. This, that. He was never that great. Behave yourself. Look at this guy's resume. What this guy has done already at 25. Don't try that. Don't you dare try that.
He was doing what your favorite fighters weren't doing. What he should have been doing.
Facts.
So yeah, let's not discredit it. He was moving and shaking like a throwback fire. Give him his props.
Under. Under. Yeah, man. Oh, Flores, yeah. What a night. Speaking of Tank, Flores, it's also worth mentioning that it was confirmed yesterday as well. I know why they confirmed it yesterday. You know, PBC, you're not slick. But yeah. Javante Davis versus Frank Martin, that is confirmed. That's for Javante Davis' 135-pound belt. Good fight, Flows. Frank Martin isn't a cherry or a bum. Very good fighter as well. So I look forward to seeing that one. Like I said, we just want to see Tank against credible guys. And Frank Martin definitely is credible in my eyes. Very good fighter. Are you laughing?
It's funny. Because remember when Javante said he's not accepting that belt, but he's accepted it.
Yeah.
The email check talk has disappeared. Man. Anyway, it's fine.
Yeah, and the it's a double header. So the co-main is David Benavidez versus Govodsky, who I think we mentioned that possibly could be happening. So that's Benavidez moving up to light heavyweight, and that's for one of the interim belts, because obviously we know all the belts are on the line in Saudi later on this year. But yeah, good card flows. PBC churning out back-to-back Amazon Prime pay-per-views. But yeah, no, good fight. I look forward to seeing how that one pans out. And obviously, we know Team Tank are going to have a lot to say in the next couple of months. And also, if they beat Frank Martin, they're going to say a lot of things. But yeah. Next week, flows. There's only one fighter worth mentioning. There's only one fight of note, flows. Jose Ramirez. Remember him? It's funny because all this 140 pound action, you can't forget that this guy was a unified champ, one of the best as well. Bro, we don't really, he's still there, Flo. He's still in the mix. He's moved to Golden Boy now, so he's not with Top Rank. So this will be his first fight on Golden Boy Flows. He's against Rantes Barthelemy. You know him. He's for everyone, really. He's been around the block. Rantes, good opponent to make his Golden Boy debut against. Yeah, good performance from Jose. He's only lost, what, once? Just Taylor lost, right?
Did he lose again? Let me check.
I'm pretty sure it was just take the Taylor loss. Oh, he lost twice. Yeah, it's just yeah. He's only lost once. Yeah. The issue is he's only fought twice since. So the Taylor fight was in 2021. I mean, he fought Pedraza in 2022, then he fought Coleman in 2023.
Yeah, good performance.
So he's been inactive. He's been inactive, and that's probably why. But still only 31. Flo still only lost. Like I said, lost once. Former champion, very good champion at that as well, Flores. He's still in the mix. If he, you know, good performance against Barthelemy, he's right in there. He's right in the mix. So we know this 135, 140 pound division is loaded all the way up. So yeah, he's still there too. So hopefully he can put a nice reminder that, yo, I'm still here. Don't forget about me. I'm still looking to make my name here. Even though I'm surprised, I thought he would move up, to be fair, Ramirez, but he's still there. So yeah.
It's a good card as well. Ortiz Jr. is on the card against Delorme.
Yeah,
I don't know last time Delorme fought.
That's another throwback name as well.
But I know it's good to see Ortiz Jr. active again because he fought earlier in the year. He's back out again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Virgil Ortiz Jr.
Keep
showing up, keep fighting.
Yeah.
It'll only a cherry at this point, surely. But just get back to full health, man.
Yeah. Oh, also as well, Flo, it's worth mentioning as well. But seems like a deal's been made with what's his name? His Excellency. And you're looking baffed. I was like, Riyadh season.
Yeah.
This potentially apparently it's gonna be the first Riyadh season event outside of Saudi Arabia is going to be held, I think, in California or maybe Vegas. But Bud is moving up to, he's moved up to 154.
Yeah.
And he's going to be challenging Madrimov for his belt. Madrimov recently won that belt on the Anthony Joshua undercard against Korbanov or whatever his name is. Good Uzbek fighter. He's only had 10 fights, but he's good. You know, these Eastern European guys, they don't play with the technique. Sick footwork. Good fight. Like, it's not going to be, I don't expect Bud to lose. I think Bud will win, but it's not going to be as simple as people think, I think. But to be fair, Bud can make anything look easy. But yeah, it's actually a good fight on paper. Madrimov is good, but good to see Bud get in the mix because you see the setup, right, Flores? Because it's damn near confirmed that Fundora is going to fight Spence. Like, that's basically more or less in the works. So the setup is quite simple, obviously. Bud wins, Spence wins. They're going to unify maybe for that rematch. Charlo is still there in the mix. Apparently, Charlo has activated his champion in recess status flows. So that means I think he might get a claim to fight the winner of Madrimov and Bud. So I think things are moving on at division flows. Charlo's there still. Spence is obviously there now. Tim Zhu is still going to be there. And now Bud getting in the mix with the title. 154, man. It's kicking off. Just good to see. But yeah, Flows, I think we can call it a day there, man. That Haney fight, man. Comprehensive breakdown there. Still shaking my head, man. Damn, Devin. So we see a guy that you rate highly, Flows, lose. But we got to be honest. We got to give you the real. We got to give you the real, Flows. That's all we could do.
Actually, before we end it.
Okay.
You're forgetting this has been an action-packed week. Speaking of Riyadh season. What did you score announced this week, bro? What did we get?
Oh, the 5v5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that, did we? Was that this week? Fair. It's been a long week. Fair.
We haven't spoken about that. Well,
Flores, this January, June the 1st, right? Might be the greatest card in history again. Because it's the same night as, shout out to His Excellency again, saved my sport. He saved this. I've got my feet, I got my joy back with boxing, man.
That's the promise. You've got to give thanks to His Excellency. Turkey, Allah Sheikh. Thank you.
Hey, Shukram. That's what they say in Arabic. Because, bro, you've delivered me the fight I've been wanting it for 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But Terbiev Bibol. And on that same card, Flows, we're getting treated to the match room 5 versus Queensbury 5v5.
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder, the fight under Eddie Hearn after all the beef they've had over the years. Crazy. Fighting Zile Zhang.
Mm-hmm.
Amo Williams is fighting Hamza Shiraz.
Great fight.
Ray Ford fighting Nick Ball.
Yep. Great fight.
Craig Richardson, versus Hutchinson. What's his name? Woody Hutchinson.
Woody Hutchinson, yes.
Woody Hutchinson. And then finally, Danny we Dubois. Have Filip Hrgović versus Triple D, Daniel Dubois.
Big Daddy Dubois.
What? Flores, what?
What a card.
Because we'll try and predict. Remember, we actually got some of this right. Remember, we were doing our predictions in terms of, hey, nobody predicted why. Because the thing is, we knew Wilder Zhang was going to be on the card.
Yes.
But I had no idea it was going to be the matchroom Queensbury thing because Wilder, we're thinking he's not a matchroom fighter. But apparently he's done the one fight deal with Eddie Hearn to do this. I think it's a one fight deal for now.
Yeah, it might be and more. Who knows?
I think subject to performance, it might be more. Yeah. But who would have thought for us? Deontay Wilder fighting under matchroom after all the beef they've had, the fact that Deontay Wilder's usually been managed by Shelley Finkel and Lou DiBella and PBC, who all hate Hearn. By the way, Shirley and Ludabella beef Hearn massively. And obviously, Al Heyman and Pete, they don't get along. So it's crazy seeing that, Flows. Man. All cards, Flows. All cards are legit 50. My first thought, Flows. I haven't really predicted like knockouts and whatnot, Flows. But I'll be honest, Flows. Every single fight is competitive in my eyes.
Yeah. Which is
all
rare.
Fights are damn near 50-50s. And Flows top to bottom. Top to bottom. Stacked. And what's even crazier, Flows. My first thought, I might be setting Queensbury 3-2.
but let's talk about the point system.
Let's just know close. This is serious. It's like a league, bro. It's serious.
So this is entertainment. This is beautiful. Thank you once again, His Excellency, because you've made stuff that we never thought would happen.
You saved me.
Wilder sitting next to Hearn? With Hearn bigging up? What? Anyway, point system they're going to do is... from Matchroom v Queensbury. So Bivol and Beterbiev are separate from the 5v5. Yeah. But it's all on the same card. For a draw, it's 0 points.
Yeah.
For a decision win, the fighter gets 1 point for the winning team. Mm. For KO, it's 2 points. Now, both teams can elect a captain.
They have.
And they've elected the captains. And the score is doubled for the captain. So if the captain gets knocked out... it's 2 points times two, 4 points.
Yeah.
Matchroom's captain is Deontay Wilder. And Queensbury's captain is Hamza Shiraz. Makes both fights very interesting as well. Beautiful.
Hearn has said before how this guy, His Excellency, is playing fantasy boxing. This is legit, Flores. Fantasy, but with the cap, it's coming at FPO. Captain double points. It's actually crazy, Flores. He is legit playing fantasy boxing. And he's making stuff happen.
Beautiful.
That's this crazy, Flores.
Never
and
deep it,
Flores. This 5v5 is good enough to be its own card. To me, that 5v5 is a card that I'm going to if it was in London.
Yes.
I'm going. We're buying tickets and we're there. To have that as the undercard for Bivol Batub,
insane. And
Flores, I've got my joy back, man. His Excellency saved me.
They've done two press conferences for it.
Almost like a separate event, but it's on the same card.
Two posters. And let's talk about the trailer, the promo clip.
The greatest boxing promo clip trailer I've ever seen. Ever.
Hollywood.
Brother, they did their own version of Snatch. Listen, Snatch is one of my... If you haven't seen Snatch, go and watch Snatch. It's one of my favorite films ever. Bro, they flew to Bulgaria to do Hollywood film set. Brother, do you know how bad this is?
They got Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren sitting across the table, cutting with the baddest promos, reading scripts.
Crazy. And these men were acting flawless. These men were acting their ass off. It was actually
they hooped. They should be. they done their job with that.
Brother. Yeah. That promo gassed me too much, Flores. That promo gassed me too much. This is unprecedented stuff, man, we're seeing in our sport. And it's all thanks to one man.
Yep.
His Excellency Turki Alashik. What a guy, man. What a guy.
Thank you.
Oh, Flores. F it. I'm sure it happened this week. It might happen just a week before we recorded. Boots. Let's talk about that too.
That was last week, I think. Yeah, but we missed.
Okay, we didn't talk about it though, so we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah, we
can't not talk about Boots. What a signing for Matchroom. Sign with Matchroom. I'm happy. Mm. It was rumored for a long time. We knew that Hearn was in discussions with Bozy, his father. It's now official. Happy for Boots because hopefully it gets him more exposure, Flows. This guy deserves all the exposure in the world. But also, Flows, we said our issue with PBC is they don't keep their fighters active enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully this gets Boots active, properly active. Because that's the only way you can expose yourself more, Flows, is by fighting regularly. So I know exactly what you're going to say as well. I know exactly what you're going to say.
I wasn't going to say it, but now I'm going to say it. Set up. Set up. Boots v. Ben. Load it right up.
I can't lie now, Flores. It's mad because Ben put the story up of him versus Boots.
Mm.
And then I think it was a day later the signing got announced.
Yeah.
So I suspect, Flores, he knew it. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, he knew, probably... he's trolling once again because... He's calling out all these fighters for exposure, Ben. That's what I'm seeing. He wants to fight everyone. But
hey,
set up.
But that actually could be Ben's got a decent enough floor in, and you know people will tune into him to see him get battered. We know that. People hate watch. So that could actually do numbers. And Ben will sell it. And Boots don't really talk, but Ben will talk a lot. You get me? So
yeah. I think just get Boots active. And then we'll certainly see him in the big fights. He's got the best talker in the business as a promoter.
Yep.
So, he'll make him bread. He might even look to try set him up with a Canelo sighting at some point.
Oh, man, it's going to be, look, the second part of the year, Flows. I mean, we're in Q2, but it's going to go crazy, man. We've got big fights coming up. A lot of things moving and shaking. I can't wait, man. But that June 1st card, Flows, I've already booked up my diary for that day, man. I've already booked it up. Yeah. I blocked it out. Like, that day is going to be... So it's quite forget. Isn't that day
Champions League final?
The final. Anyways, wonderful. It's a wrap. Beautiful. Beautiful. Anyways, Flores, let's call it a day there. Great episode. Once again, this is an episode 192 of Strategies and Podcasts. I'm your boy Cam.
I'm your boy Flores.
And listeners, you know where to find us. Peace.